So I'm here at Brentford Football Club, head of the Football Ashes. After many years, I am joined here by Alan Tillyard, who is the head of marketing, and Greg Mailer, who is the corporate affairs director. Thank you very much for giving me time out of your very busy schedule. So I'll ask the first question then. So what is the significance of the Football Ashes?
So we're very lucky to host the Soccer Ashes at the GTEC Community Stadium. And I'll give you a bit of background on it. I am reading here because I want to make sure I get it right.
Okay.
But, so, the Soccer Ashes is a football trophy inspired by cricket's Little Urn. We know the Ashes. And it was lost and assumed lost forever following a game in 1954. It contains the ashes of cigars smoked by the New Zealand captain, George Campbell, and his Australian counterpart, Alex Gibb, after a meeting of the teams back in 1923. Ashes placed in a silver-plated razor case, inside an elaborate wooden casket made from a combination of New Zealand honeysuckle and Australian maple by New Zealand trophy maker Harry Mayer. The razor case was carried by Queensland Football Association Secretary Private William Fisher at the landing of Gallipoli in 1915, making the trophy a powerful symbol of the Anzac spirit. It disappeared many decades ago. We thought they were consigned to sporting history, but they recently turned up in the garage of former Australian Soccer Federation Association chair Sydney Storey, whose relatives discovered the trophy still in perfect condition. So that is the Soccer Ashes. And for the first time in 69 years, they'll be playing for it again at the GTEC Community Stadium.
So that's covered my next question. That I was going to ask how this match did come about and that the trophy was discovered in bizarre circumstances, but you can still answer the first part. How did this match come about?
Yeah, I think for us, we've got an absolutely magnificent stadium, GTEC Community Stadium. We obviously host our Brentford home matches there, but we have been keen to look at hosting other fixtures, sporting fixtures. We've obviously hosted London Irish matches in the past. We've had the Lionesses here. They played Australia last season. And we hosted four Women's Euros matches last summer, which was tremendous experience for
us. Spain versus Germany was one of them, wasn't it?
Absolutely, terrific game. So for us, it was an opportunity to host additional international matches. We were approached by our colleagues who look after the Australian national team after their experience here with the Lionesses. And the match came about as a result of that. So it's a great opportunity. We've got a fantastic stadium there, top facilities for the players, for the fans, for broadcasters, and you know, it's an ideal location, an ideal stadium for a match of this nature.
So linking that answer onto my next question, so this match is taking place at the GTEC Community Stadium. You mentioned a few things there, but what is so attractive about the stadium? Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, we want it to be a brilliant place for football fans to come and watch football or come and watch sport. We, over the past two seasons, the GTEC Community Stadium has finished top of the Premier League's survey looking at match day experience. We've scored really highly for the warm welcome we give people, for the facilities, for the staffing levels. So I think that's it. That's the first point. And secondly, we've got a top pitch and great facilities for the players themselves. They need a great stage to play on. And finally, you know, we're situated very close to some big media hubs here in West London, and we want this to be a great place for broadcasters to come and work and you know, take these matches to the rest of the world. And we've got some top facilities there for our colleagues in the media to work with.
Yeah, it's quite a modern stadium as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And back to you, Alan. Do you feel that the discovery of the trophy adds a sense of jeopardy, or do you feel like this match was always going to be heated with these two teams anyway?
Well, yeah, we do know that they are hotly kind of contested rivals, so we are expecting an eventful game, one that hopefully has a lot of goals, a lot of action. Yeah, we know that that there's a lot of rivalry there, so we're expecting a good game.
Back to you, talking about the stadium again. It's called the Community Stadium. What does Community Stadium actually mean?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, Louis. I think for us, after leaving Griffin Park and the work that went on with our fan groups and with the club to try and identify a ideal location for a new stadium for the club to play in, we felt it was really important that we wanted to be based locally, we wanted to be based close to Griffin Park, and we also knew as part of that that we had a lot to offer back to the local community. The fans have given us so much over the years and supported the club, as have the local residents in and around Brentford, so it's important that we give something back to them, and we do that through the work primarily of our Community Sports Trust, who do a lot of work with kids locally, with young people locally, to really help them realise their potential. We work with schools, we work with community organisations to do that, and we've actually got a terrific community hub based immediately adjacent to the stadium where a lot of these services are provided out of. And we also, you know, the work that the club does itself to support community groups, it's such an important part for us, and we wanted to put it right at the heart of our name. And you know, that was a decision that was taken when we moved here 2 or 3 years ago.
Thank you. And last question for you two. Any score predictions?
I'll let Alan go first for that one.
I'm going to go for, we know it's a big rivalry, it's going to be hotly contested, the Soccer Ashes for the first time in however long, 3-3 draw for me.
3-3 draw.
Action galore, yeah.
High scoring game.
Yeah,
Greg?
I think I'd be happy with that as well. I think what we can, you know, we never know what's going to happen on the pitch, but what we do know is that people are going to come down and have a great time here at the match, and we'd encourage anyone who wants to come along, tickets for sale. Get on to BrentfordFC.com, sign up and register for tickets there.
And there has to be a winner, doesn't there?
There does.
Penalties.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much for your time, gentlemen. Thank you for giving me time out of your busy schedule. And looking forward to the match.
Thanks for having us.